Go, Jane.
Blog Talk Radio.
Messages, Healing, and Prophecy. I'm your host, Reverend Mary Margaret Denholm, and I welcome you. Here on Messages, Healing, and Prophecy, we work to help you solve your problems, but not in the way you might think. When people call, and they've most of the people who do call have had tremendous trauma in their life. And I've been given prayers by the Most Holy Divine Spirit to help release that trauma. Because, you see, if you have barriers or cords or ties or any kind of obstacle to your healing for health or wealth or love or anything like that, then those obstacles have to be released or nothing will change. And that is the purpose of this program, to show you how to take charge of these things. And I'll be working on a book, a small book, just to help you to identify certain problems and be able to bring forth the God within you, the spirit within you that contains all the power you need. All the power that is truly, truly important. Now, before we begin, I just would like to mention, if any of you would be interested in doing a tarot reading party online, and we can do this anywhere in the world, around the world, we use the GoToMeeting program. You don't need 10 people or anything like that, because I still like to do nice size readings for these types of parties. And I think 4 would be required for a party like this. And it's something I love doing. I love showing people. And remember, if I do a tarot reading for you, if I see an obstacle or blockage, if I see some type of trauma, we're gonna remove that. I'm not just a reader. I am a healer. And it's not enough for me just to tell you a problem. It is my goal in life to help people to understand why they feel so limited when they don't have to. So I hope you listen. I hope you listen every week. And if for any reason you would like a private session with me, you can call me at 513-289-2914, 513-289-2914, or email me at revmmdenholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, at AOL.com. And let's get something set up. And there is a... You know, for the tarot reading parties, there is a discount when we do it that way. So let me know. It's not really that expensive. So let us get to our callers. Janie?
Sure. Okay, caller, may I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi. My name is Patricia. Hi. And I'm calling from Alabama. Hi, Reverend Martin. Thank you for taking my call. It's my first time calling.
Honey, could you speak up just a little bit?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better now. Yes. Welcome to
okay.
Messages, Healing, and Prophecy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, it's so nice of you to call. It's so nice of you to call. What can I help you with today?
Yes, I have a twin brother who is married to his wife,
mm-hmm.
who recently here, we've been having some conflict. Let me start over. My twin brother has talked to me about divorcing his wife. He takes care of our incapacitated uncle. We all share in the caregiving to him. But recently
mm-hmm.
here, he is starting to intervene. And
mm-hmm.
he has told us a couple of times that he was going to move forward to, because the relationship is in shambles. He was going to move forward to disconnect with her because he is the only connection to her being. He is the only thing that connects her to the family and our uncle. So he was gonna
mm-hmm.
he's gonna disconnect from her. He said he was gonna divorce her, but and other problems they're having to cause him to want to leave the relationship. But every time he gets so far in doing that, something happens. And I just want to know: do you see my brother finally getting to the point where he disconnects from her?
All right. Now my answers are more like mini lessons, honey. He will
okay.
disconnect from her, but it will not be till later next year. And what happens in a divorce, I tried to leave my ex-husband many times, and it was like this big karmic chain calling me back. And until the karma
mm-hmm.
was over, I could not leave him. But when the karma was over, and that's why he is with her, when the karma is over, it'll be very easy for him to disconnect. In the meantime, I want you just to be supportive and tell him that when it is time, you will know it. I'm here. I support you. I'm your sister. And I want you to be happy. But in the meantime, I have to ask you, you and your brother's birth, was there a lot of trauma surrounding that? Did mom say anything
not that
about
I know
a lot of trauma? Okay. All right. Well, this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to do the clearing prayer for you. We cannot do it for your brother because you don't have permission. Only a wife or a mom or a child for him has permission to do this prayer. And then I want you to call tomorrow, or I'll give you the email, and we're going to send you the clearing prayer. And when we do this prayer, understand that the trauma in your life has held you back from some of your wishes and dreams. And the clearing prayer was given to me by the Most Holy Divine Spirit, and it has helped thousands of people. And right now I'm working on a little handbook so that we can get that out to everybody. It's going to take some time, though. But would you be interested in clearing a lot of this trauma and negativity?
Yes.
So that you can have a better life?
Yes.
when you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray with, or who do you pray to, or who do you connect with in meditation? Do you say God, Jesus? Pardon?
Yes, I say God or Jesus.
We can use both of those.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We can use all of them because these are personal for you. So when you get your copy of the clearing prayer, I want you to insert this in the introduction part of the prayer, because this is not Mary Margaret doing this for you. I'm going to guide you through this, but you're going to feel the strength of your spirit inside. And it is the strength of your spirit inside that's going to allow you to be cleared. And you have, hold on, I'm going to tell you, you have about 12 things that are interfering with you right now. And your electromagnetic field, which is the protection of God, is only about 40%. What this prayer will do, it'll start removing all those things that are interfering. And what it'll also do, it'll heal your electromagnetic field, your emotional and mental bodies, and your spiritual body, and bring all of those up to 100%, so that you don't have to worry about this kind of interference unless you've had some severe trauma. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
Dear, if you would please put your hand on your heart, and I'm putting my hand on your heart too, right over yours, and we're gonna release you from any of this trauma, any of this negativity. If you'll repeat after me, because we always say it out loud, just as the Creator spoke and created Earth, we create everything in our life by what we say, what we think, what we feel. Here we go. By the power and the authority of Almighty God.
By the power and authority of Almighty God.
Father, Son, and the Most Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, and the Most Holy Spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All entities and energies interfering.
All entities and energies interfering.
Touching or using me in any way.
Touching or using me in any way.
Leave now, never to return.
Leave now, never to return.
Very good. Take a deep breath on that. You're in charge here. The Creator gave you all the power to do this, gave you dominion over all these things that may interfere. All energies of these things.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
All energies of these things.
All energies of these things.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now removed and neutralized.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
Be now gently released and removed.
Be now gently released and removed.
And within all spaces.
And then within all spaces.
Mm-hmm. Place the energy of divine love.
Place the energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Now, this is where the part of the prayer that heals your body. Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
Surround and support my electromagnetic
field. Right, that's
field.
Good. My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental body.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
With the grid of golden crystalline.
With the grid of golden crystalline.
Crystalline. Mm-hmm. That's your spiritual body. Yeah. Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures.
Repair all fractures.
And strengthen me.
And strengthen me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As I gently align to my higher self.
As I gently align to my higher self.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
Three deep breaths. First breath tells every cell in your body something's happening. This works on the cellular level. The second breath releases from every cell as much as you can possibly release now. And the third breath actually seals your new belief system, saying, nope, I'm not going to attract any negativity now. And you have a chance now for your life to be very, very positive. And even with your brother now, you'll find that you're going to be more loving and more understanding. And you're going to learn with your brother and with your life to take a day at a time and let the Creator show you what you have to do in that day to be your best self. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds so beautiful.
Oh, all right, let me give you my email number. Let me give you my email address, and I'm going to give you a phone number in case there's any problem. My email address is REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, Denholm, at AOL.com. And any problems with that, you want to call me at 513-289-2914. And I thank you for calling today. It was a pleasure working with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you. Oh, my God. God bless you. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much.
I love
and
you, too.
Please continue to stay safe. And I'd like to remain on the line, if I may, Reverend Mary Martha.
What I'm going to do is I can't have you stay on the switchboard because it'll block another caller. But I'm going to encourage you to come back through Blog Talk. Well, is that okay? All right.
Yes.
And please stay in touch. Let me know how you're doing.
I will.
And there are other prayers, honey. There are other prayers that we have. And as prayers are revised, you'll get a new prayer. But we have many prayers, and there might be something that would help your brother. So let me think about that, because we have a prayer for victim and martyr energy, and I think that's where he is, and that's why he's having a hard time moving out of it. So let me just send the email, and Janie's going to get it, our producer.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask her to get the victim and martyr energy prayer for you so that you might show it to him, because these prayers will help him.
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now. And Jane, who's next, please?
Sure. Hi, caller. May I have your name and where you're from, please?
Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Rosemaria, what a pretty
Jersey.
Name.
Okay.
What a pretty name. Thank you, Jane. How can I help you today, dear?
I'm working on a lot of things, a lot on my plate, too. Relationship or work to move forward, because it looks like I'm manifesting and nothing is going the right way, which I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what's happening or which way to go.
You had some trauma as a child too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
One.
They're showing me that. And that has not helped you. Your electromagnetic field is only 43%. You're wide open. So you have all these negative things interfering with you. And by the grace of God, by the Creator, the way we were made, and one of the best kept secrets is that we have the power to immediately change our lives. To immediately change, to release these things that are interfering and to bring in positive energy, to fix those fields just by your voice and your encouragement and then aligning to the highest and best of your higher self. Now, before we do that, let's talk about your relationship, because you had a relationship that has been in the way ever since it happened, ever since it broke up. And I can you tell me what that was briefly?
Because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do and led me mm-hmm. on and confronted him about a week ago and he didn't answer, so challenged
but
him.
But he broke you.
For it.
He broke you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's what we're going to put into this prayer as far as this gentleman and what he did to you. Now, what's going on at work?
Trying to go back to what I used to do and or either go open a business with him. So.
Mm-hmm. How does that look? How does that feel for you? You're
very
intuitive.
Business. Yeah, it's going yes. business with
You're
him.
You're very intuitive.
Fine with it, but if he communicates and work, I can't go back to what I used to do for some reason. So.
Uh-huh. All right. So you're saying that this person has to communicate with you? Was that a problem?
Yeah, if I want to go into business with him and something's not settled with me
okay.
on his end, that he has to fix and take care of,
uh-huh.
if that makes
okay.
sense.
It does. It does. And it will happen. But, you know, honey, Spirit would like me to just share this with you. Okay? Those things that are supposed to happen spiritually, we may have to be very patient and understand that we cannot force the issue. There's something about this new business opportunity that is very spiritual. So Spirit's just saying, be patient, don't be demanding, and just allow things to progress the way they're supposed to progress. How does that sound?
Good, but I lost patience with it, if that makes sense.
Well, that you should apologize for. And you're not good at doing that, but you should apologize.
Gotcha. So you mean like not to, would you say like make it harder or demanding? How should I do that?
You don't want to be demanding. You've already blown it up in so many ways. You've got to apologize for that if you want this opportunity. You have to get into the power of the feminine, the power of that energy of the Our Lady, the power and the energy of Mary Magdalene, because that's where your power is. It's not in getting what you want or getting your feelings hurt every 2 minutes. It's a matter of always knowing that you are walking with Spirit, and Spirit is guiding you. And if Spirit wants you with this business, you have to do it. But if you blew up at him already, then you got to call and apologize.
Call who, him?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is your ego going to let you?
Well, I'm kind of pissed off because when I needed him the most, he wasn't there. That makes sense.
Well,
my mom passed away.
Is this a business partner? No, tell me, is this a business partner or is this a romantic partner?
Both.
Okay. See, that complicates things a lot. But can I be totally honest with you? With
sure.
This gentleman, he may not know what you mean. You know, we women think that men have to understand us, and that if they loved us, they would do this, and they would acknowledge this, and they would know what I want for Valentine's Day and everything else. Men are not, they're not built that way. Men are not built that way. You have to write it out, spell it out, and if you need something, you have to tell him. So I would encourage you to tell him when you need something, and if you want to continue the relationship, then you call him and just say, I was just really disappointed, and I'd like just to you know, forgive you and just go on with our lives. Because right now, you're at a hell of a standstill.
Right.
All right. So let's do this prayer. And I'm going to put a special couple lines about your career and about your love life. Okay?
Okay.
When you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to? You say God, Jesus, higher self.
God, spirit guides, my angels.
All right, here we go. Say it out loud. By the power and the authority of my God and my angels and guides.
My God.
By the power and authority.
Power and authority.
Of my God and my spirit guides and angels.
My spirit guides and angels.
And all that I am.
All that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
Demanding full permission.
All entities and energies of these.
All entities and energies of these.
Be now released and removed.
Release and remove.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Gently release all negative energies and emotions.
Gently release all energy and emotions.
Negative energy.
Oh, negative. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, you need your energy. Negative energies and emotions.
Negative and emotion.
And fill all spaces with divine love.
All spaces of divine love.
And divine healing light.
Divine human life.
Surround and support all that I am.
Support all that I am.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
All grid of golden energy.
Sacred love.
Sacred love.
And sacred truth.
And sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
All my fracture in my heel.
Strengthen me.
Strengthen me.
Please remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and objects.
Blockages.
All blockages.
To my happiness in a relationship.
Divine happiness in relationship.
Or within my career.
Or within my career.
Align and regenerate.
Realign and regenerate.
All that I am.
All that I am.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
All grid of human energy.
As I align to my higher self.
Align in my higher self.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
Shall be done. It shall be done.
Now, if you're interested, I'm going to give you my email so that you can get a copy of this book. But you really need to start saying it. And the other thing, when you request the clearing prayer, I want you to request the prayer of the ego, because there's something here with your ego that you have to overcome, and that will help you. The email is REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, DENHOLM, @AOL.com, or call at 513-289-2914.
2894. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
No, it's 513-289-2914.
Oh, 2994. Okay.
Mhm. All right, dear. Thank you so much for calling. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
Good luck to you. All right. All right, everyone. We're going to pause for a little commercial. Thank you.
If you'd like a private session with Reverend Mary Margaret, call her at 513-289-2914. If you'd like a copy of the clearing prayer, email her at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's Rev, R-E-V, as in Reverend, M-M, Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N, as in Nancy, H-O-L-M, as in Mary, @aol.com.
Thank you,
if you'd like a private session with Reverend Mary Margaret, call her at 513-289-2914. If you'd like a copy of the clip.
All right. Sorry about that, Janie. Do we have another caller?
We did, but it seemed to have dropped.
Okay. Let's see.
So,
well, hold on. There's one there from the 856 area code. Do you see it?
I think that's Rosa Maria.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, hanging on. Yep, listening.
All right. See, that's going to block anybody from calling in. Hold on a minute. Rosa Maria, I'm going to have to take you off the switchboard, dear. Oh,
she dropped. She heard you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we are.
For calls.
All right. There are room for open lines if anybody would like to call. We're, here every Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock, between 5 and 6 o'clock, to help you with your relationships or your children or your career, your health, whatever is most important to you. You know, we have a number of prayers that have been given to me by the Most Holy Divine Spirit, and we're, we really want to share those things and allow you, as with us, to have a better life. The energy of say the clearing prayer, though, like when we look at our prayers, they're called invocations. Now, if you look at the prayer of Our Father, Jesus did that in the same form as an invocation. Invocations invoked by the power of your spirit. And your spirit, has been given authority by the Creator to change your life. That's why on this program, we are so trying to help people to understand the power that's been given to them by God. And honestly, those of us that have the greatest obstacles have the greatest spiritual growth. So, but we have to learn. We have to learn about this power that's been given to us by the Creator. We have to learn how to read our body, what the different parts of the body mean, and how that can truly help us to understand. You know, let me give you an example. My sons, whenever I would get upset with them, they'd say, "Mom, we're going to take your car this evening." And I'd say, "No, you're not." I had to put my foot down. "No, you're not taking my car this evening. You're not." That's when my right knee would start acting up. Now, why would the right knee act up? Well, the left side of the body is the feminine side of the body, and the right side of the body is the masculine side of the body. The knees are connected to the heart chakra, and because I was in conflict, because I love my son, I'd do anything for him, but I know I had to put my foot down. When I had to be stubborn like that, then my knee would hurt. Because I'd be in conflict between my heart and what I said to him. Well, that's the same way with every part of your body. It's so easy to understand after you learn these things. So if there's been something that's been going on with you for quite a while, then give us a call. Let's see if we can uncover that whatever the energy is. Whatever the, if it's a negative energy, if it's an ancestral energy, if it's a cord or tie, an attack of some kind, we can help you. Now, for those of you who don't know too much about me, I'm originally from the Cleveland area, and you know, I raised my sons and worked in corporate America and so forth. And in as I started to awaken, I became very, very gifted. Now, this was 30 years ago. This was 30 years ago. So it was about 6 years after I started awakening that I had become a minister. And shortly after that, I had a healing crisis. A healing crisis that it was a terrible experience, but it was an incredibly spiritual experience. The doctors kept telling me that there was no possible way that I would live because my platelets were so low. They had dropped from 358,000 to 7,000, and because of a medication, I became blind and had terrible trauma to my eyes. I did die for 5 minutes, and I saw God, and I came back, and the nurses, my whole entire room was golden. It was an incredible experience. And my trip there allowed me to really see God. And you can't really lay your eyes upon him. The energy is too bright. But I put my hand over my eyes, even there in spirit, looking at him, trying to focus when I couldn't. But it was there that I was given the authority for this work. I was given the authority for our church, which is Divinity Spiritual. And we had a church in Fairfield, but now we just do it online. And every Sunday we do Divinity Spiritual online. If that's something you're interested in, then just let us know. You know, whether it's my email, revmmdenholm@aol.com, or at 513-289-2914, and we'd love for you to visit. We have a wonderful service. And in the service, you know, I don't preach. I try to teach. I've gotten a lot of powerful new information from Spirit, and it's not unusual for Jesus or Mary Magdalene or Mother Mary or Raphael or any of them to come to our services and share messages with us. So if that's something that you might be interested in, please contact us. You know, that near-death experience changed my entire life. I was a good healer before that. But it has been nothing but new information and incredible healings since that time. And it was probably 20 years ago when, because of my sight, I could fly anywhere in the country, but I couldn't drive down to Cincinnati where my son, my grandchildren were. So 20 years ago, I moved to Hamilton, Ohio. So we are broadcasting from Hamilton, Ohio. And if any one of you, you know, are familiar with Hamilton, let us know, because I do plan on beginning the church again as soon as this pandemic is over. All right, now, Janie, do we have a caller?
We do. Hi, may I have your name and where you're from, please?
Hello. My name is Regina, and I am from Georgia.
Regina?
Yes.
Hi, dear. It's Mary Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
Mm-hmm. Good, 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 good. How can I help you?
I'm just wondering at Spirit about my relationship with this guy that I'm with right now, and
mm-hmm.
and see if he's dealing with the same excuses with me, or is he trying to look for something different?
How long have you known him?
Over 2 years. We just
And what is his first name?
Dagoberto. So he goes by D.
Okay. All right. And you've known each other for 3 years, but it's been on and off.
Yes, for 2 years. Like over 2 years.
Do you love him, dear?
I do.
The way you say that, do you love him? I mean, is this your true love?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know. He could be. I'm not sure. I mean, I just know I never loved anybody like this. And
okay. That's a good start. That's a good start. Okay.
Because I've been married before and divorced like 6 years now. And
mm-hmm.
I just don't remember ever having these kind of feelings with my ex-husband, like with him. And
okay.
I know this is different. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, there's two things going on here.
Okay.
First of all, you both need the clearing prayer, because you both have things interfering, and you have your bodies are not. You don't have any protection.
Okay.
So that leaves you really scattered. Now,
okay.
And then I'm going to have you request, I'm going to write this down, honey. I'm going to have you request
okay.
the clearing prayer, the grounding prayer, because he is not grounded. That's part of the problem.
Okay,
so I want you to get the prayers and say, look, I did this with this woman on the radio, and it helped me. Do this prayer with me. And then do the grounding
okay.
prayer with him. And then for you, because you've been so terribly hurt, there's a prayer that we have that aligns with your heart. You see, you have a feeling heart and you have a thinking heart.
Mm-hmm.
And your feeling heart and your thinking heart are not carrying the same vibration. Your feeling
okay.
heart is in love, but your thinking heart is too afraid. So we have to get that Stop it. We have to get that prayer, and I want you to say it every day for at least a week, okay?
Okay.
Now our Kimberly here, Kimberly's in Pittsburgh, and I want to get her opinion on this. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Kimberly?
Yes. Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
Good. Regina, I just want to make sure it's coming through that maybe you're feeling a little lonely, though, too. So you just don't want to, you know, fill your space with somebody that you might not really be jiving with, for lack of a better term. Do you understand what I mean?
I don't think I'm lonely like that. I just, because I've dealt with a couple of other guys after the divorce and stuff like that, but it's just like, I feel like I'm ready for a relationship now. So I don't think I'm lonely.
Yeah, well, good. But just be careful that, you know, that you're not doing that. You know, just be careful to look at everything and make sure you're just not trying to, like, fill a void. Because that's coming through
right,
a little bit.
Of course.
But you're the only, you know. Of course you
yeah.
would know. Oh. That's all that came through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you.
Good
luck. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Kimberly. All right, Regina.
Yes.
We're going to say this prayer. I do feel that this man does love you, only he gets distracted with a lot of things. And where you would make him your entire life, he can't do that because he has too many interests. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so you're going to have to find some interests, but... And then I'd strongly recommend the prayers. Let's
mm-hmm.
do the clearing prayer for you. Let's do the clearing prayer for you. And then I'll give you the email and the phone numbers again. All right? When you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to or who do you connect with meditation? God, Jesus, higher self, angels?
I would say a mix of God and my grandmother.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Because I know she's with me a lot. So.
Oh, yeah, you were her favorite. All right, here we go. You ready? Put your hand on your heart.
Okay.
By the power and the authority of my God and my grandmother. You have to say it out loud, honey. By the power and authority.
Okay.
By the power
by the
and authority,
power authority.
Of my God and my grandmother.
Of my God
of
and my grandmother.
I now command.
I now command.
Mm-hmm. And give full permission.
And give full permission.
Mm-hmm. All negative entities and negative emotions.
Of all negative entities and negative emotions.
All negative energies.
And all negative energy.
Be now released and removed.
Okay, say that again. I'm having a hard
time
hearing
you. Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Never to return.
And never return.
Take a deep breath. Fill all spaces with divine love.
Okay, say that one more time.
Fill all spaces with divine love. Do you hear me, honey?
I'm just having a hard time. Okay, now say that again.
Fill all spaces with divine love.
Fill all spaces with divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Surround and support my fields and bodies.
Surround me and support my
fields.
My field.
And bodies.
And body.
with grids of gold and crystalline.
With grids of golden healing energy. With grids of golden energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures.
Repair all fractures.
And strengthen me.
And strengthen me.
Align and regenerate.
Align and regenerate.
All that I am.
All that I am.
To my the highest spiritual vibration.
The spiritual vibration.
As I align to my higher self.
As I align to my higher self.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it, so be it done, so be it now.
Very good. Now take three deep breaths. First breath is taking, just every cell is paying attention now. They know something's happening. The second breath, something is being released here because this happens on a cellular level. And the third seals your new belief system in, saying, I'm not going to accept this negativity. I'm going to be healed of my trauma. So I would tell you, be patient with this young man and don't get ahead of yourself, because he's not the kind where you can do that. He's gonna want you to be very patient. But I think you both have some wonderful times coming. Now, if you want a copy of the clearing prayer, the grounding prayer for him especially, and then the feeling and thinking heart, those are the three prayers I want you to request. Go to REV, okay. REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, DEN is in Nancy, HOLM is in Mary, at AOL.com. Or if there's a problem with that, call me at 513-289-2914. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It really helped. God, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, dear. All right, yeah, Jamie, bye-bye. Do we have another caller? Bye-bye now.
Yeah, we have time? Caller? Would you like, there's one on the line. Would you like one more call?
One more call.
Okay. Hi, may I have your name and where you're from, please?
Hi, my name's Joanne, and I'm from Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
Who's this?
Joanne, honey, who is from it? Providence, Rhode Island.
Is this our Joanne?
Oh, I believe it might be. Joanne?
It is, yes.
Hi, how are you, dear?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing better. Doing better, still in a little bit of distress, but better than I was. How can we help you today, dear?
I had a question about career change. And I know this is a topic I've had before, dear. I feel like I'm ready to dedicate more of my life to service.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if there are any steps that I should be taking that I'm not taking yet in order to move more quickly into the service work I really want to do.
Well, what Spirit is saying is this year and next, for the next year for 6 months, you're going to be preparing. Now, something is coming this year to give you a general idea, and that will be in November, Joanne. In November, you'll start getting a hint of it. I think you're going to meet some people that help you and understand the value of your art, the value of your person, and they're going to encourage you. I don't want to say travel, but I see you doing many, many shows, and there's a certain, there's something else that's coming that's going to allow you to be happy. Does that make sense? Because
yeah,
they're saying
good,
you have this, you have this, you have this gnawing feeling like you should be doing some other things, and
mm-hmm.
and that's what this is. That's what comes in later this year. And then you have a, you'll know, and there will be some preparation, and you're going to meet more people, and as by June, you're going to feel the effects of all this, and in June, it's almost as if you'd be able to take this full time.
That sounds wonderful. Because
but it,
like
it Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I just feel like I'm connecting with people on social media, and that's helping me.
Yes, and it will continue to help you. And but there's also a group of people in your area that you have not connected with yet, but you will. And as you do, you realize truth, and you realize that you there's going to be a greater meaning to your life. Now Kimberly's here. Let's get Kimberly's input.
Kimberly had to go.
Oh, okay, honey. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Joanne, I hope that helped you, dear.
It definitely did. That's wonderful. Very exciting.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay.
All right, everybody. It's getting close to that time. So let's do this. If you would like to have a private session with me, that could be healing, that could be reading, that could be both, just call me at 513-289-2914 or drop me an email at revmmdenholm@aol.com. You know, we talked as far as the tarot parties. If that is something you'd like to do, you could have friends halfway around the world, and we can use our GoToMeeting software to arrange for a tarot party. And they're fun. All of you would be on, and we'd do private readings, but you'd all come back together, and it would be quite an experience, I think, for everyone. Now, the you know, our show here is 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, and I encourage you, if you know someone who is having a problem, if they need this type of spiritual advice, please tell them that we're here, and we are most willing to help them in any way. I want to thank Kimberly for being here. She had to go towards the end of the program. And I want to thank Janie for all her help and not just what you see with answering the phone and so forth, but with setting up the program and the songs and the commercials and so forth. So thank you all so much for joining us today. Come back and we'll work next week.
If you'd like a private session with Reverend Mary Margaret, call her at 513-289-2914. If you'd like a copy of the clearing prayer, email her at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's Rev, as in Reverend, M-M, Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N, as in Nancy, H-O-L-M. m as in Mary at AOL.com.